Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's 4:10 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. Do hope you're having a good Tuesday afternoon. Enjoy the weather because it's not going to be this way tomorrow. I don't mean to laugh. I'm being very transparent with you.
No, you're right.
Yeah, go out, break on out those sweaters. Cool, chilly nights are featured this week. Breezy days will make it feel like temperature much colder as it does. But clouds, rain move in during the overnight hours tonight into tomorrow. Coming up in less than 3 minutes or so, Austin Price, the very own Austin Price, will be in and discussing what these weather forecasts will really look like. You know, he got this new title, weather prognosticator, here around here, and so
yeah,
it's gone to his head, and he's
didn't come with a pay raise, but I've got it.
Austin has the accurate forecast coming up in about 3 minutes. Hey, stocks ended up flirting with record closes today. Jerry Willis in the Apple with more.
Stocks ending slightly higher to kick off a holiday shortened week. The Dow rising 10 points, the S&P 500 up 14, hitting a record high for the index, and the NASDAQ rising 14 as well. Investors mostly keeping their powder dry amid tariff uncertainty and mixed data. Meta was a drag on the NASDAQ, snapping a 20-day winning streak as traders took profits on the high-flying mega-cap tech stock. Meanwhile, homebuilder sentiment fell to the lowest level in 5 months, missing estimates. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All right, just about 4:12 here. One of our top stories nationally. The first peace talks between the U.S. and Russia about the war in Ukraine are done. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and other U.S. officials met with a Russian delegation in Saudi Arabia today. Rubio said President Trump is the only one who can drive the war to a conclusion, and Ukrainian President Zelensky said his government didn't know anything about the talks.
Okay, we are following the SS United States leaving Pier 82 in Philadelphia midday tomorrow, just a little bit after noon tomorrow. And if you were listening to the show, and I hope you were on Monday, we gave you an address that you can track the movement of the ship coming out of Philadelphia all the way into the Mobile shipyards. So if you want that address, what we're going to do, I'm going to give it to you real quickly here, not expecting that you're going to have a pen and paper as you drive your car, but and do not attempt to do that while you're driving your car. But if you would like the address in a more civilized and slower manner, you can call Austin or text Austin. That's better.
Yes.
Yeah, don't call. Text Austin at 850-437-1620. We'll give you the address. Here it comes. It's share, S-H-A-R-E dot Garmin, G-A-R-M-I-N .com, /SS United States. And you can follow the ship's progress as it leaves Pier 82 tomorrow.
All righty. And in about 15 minutes, I mentioned this yesterday, and hopefully you were paying attention. Don't worry, there's not a quiz, but we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Renaissance Fair at Five Flags Speedway. That gets underway this weekend, and I'll have a simple prompt for you. But we're going to be giving those away all throughout this week.
Yeah, I like that event. And I tell you, we told the story yesterday about it, but I liked it when it used to be down on, not that I don't like it where it's at now, but it used to be down on 17th, right by the graffiti bridge, right there in that park. Great loads of fun. And here's the most important thing about it, great family event.
Oh, yes.
Just great. Take the kids over there. Listen. It'll knock them crazy. They'll love it. Absolutely love it. Hey, Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to speak out against the Department of Government Efficiency. Fox's Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
So far, in the neighborhood of $50 billion, and officials here are claiming that things are about to get much bigger if they can make some major changes, because they are saying that the first look at the Treasury Department has revealed that $4.7 trillion worth of payments at Treasury went out the door without a Treasury account symbol, which is similar to a billing code. And that means that $4.7 trillion is basically untraceable. Elon Musk posted about allegations of Social Security fraud. My rough estimate is that it's 80% lack of competence / caring and 20% fraud, but that's still a lot of fraud. There are Democrats, though, countering the fraud is actually by billionaires at the White House trying to help billionaire friends.
Alrighty, just about 4:15 here, and I'm going to try to help all my friends out with traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups developing on 9th Avenue if you're traveling southbound, going underneath I-10. Do have some issues there. Don't know. It doesn't look like an accident, though. At least we don't have confirmation of it yet. Do have some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road and on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 61 degrees tonight. It's updated. 59 degrees right now. Low of 49 tonight. Going to be a very rainy evening tomorrow. Rainy Wednesday. High of 58. Low of 32.
Coming up in about 20 minutes from right now, we're going to tell you what's going on down at the Bay Center, the Ice Flyers organization. Big changing at the top level. We'll talk about that coming up at 4:37 this afternoon. Again, thanks for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate that. Hey, the Escambia Supervisor of Elections Office, Robert Bender and Company, has sent out vote-by-mail ballots for the upcoming March 18th Century Special Primary Election. 890 ballots were sent out to military and overseas voters for the April 1st special general election. Domestic voters who have an active vote-by-mail request on file will have their ballots. They'll be mailing those out next week. The request deadline, March 20th for the April 1st election, March 6th for the century primary election. You following me on that?
Kind of.
I could see you were writing down.
Yeah, I was taking notes. Last week, we were talking a little bit about Pope Francis because there was word that he had been hospitalized. Yeah. Well, confirmation, he has pneumonia in both of his lungs. The Vatican updated the condition of the 88-year-old earlier today, saying that laboratory tests, chest X-ray, and the Holy Father's clinical condition continue to present a complex picture. The pontiff has been hospitalized since Friday, to be exact.
Would you look at this? The percentage numbers of the weather, 90% chance of rain tomorrow.
Yeah, it's rough.
They're betting some pretty good figures there, aren't they? Mm-hmm. But then if you follow it throughout the week, not much. 10% Saturday, 20% Sunday, and the rest of that for another week is zeros.
And I can't believe this has to be said, but Alan Strum specified no snow, just rain.
There you go, Alan.
Yeah.
He's always working for us, let me tell you.
100%. And the state's new immigration authority has its leader. The Florida cabinet yesterday named Larry Keefe executive director of the State Board of Immigration Enforcement. He was the public safety czar who coordinated flights that took illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts back in 2022.
Okay, the Senate held a hearing about threats the U.S. is currently facing. Kevin Yurinsky has more on Securing America.
Securing America.
The Senate Armed Services Committee recently held a hearing to better assess the threats the U.S. currently faces and how best to deal with them. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi described the situation this way.
The United States faces the most dangerous security environment it has entered since World War II.
NORTHCOM Commander Air Force General Gregory Guillot, who is responsible for protecting the continental U.S., says the growing alliance between Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran is always on his mind.
While their cooperation does not approach the level of complete integration demonstrated by the United States and Canada, their transfer of weapons, military technology, and basing access is cause for significant concern.
SOUTHCOM Commander Admiral Alvin Halsey, who's responsible for overseeing the Latin America region, says he's learned one important thing from other countries.
Partners prefer to work with us over China, Russia, and other nations to overcome their most pressing challenges.
Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Brian Laundrie's parents have something to say about the Gabby Petito Netflix docuseries thing.
This hasn't gone away yet?
Well, that's the thing. We were just talking about the announcement of it, and now they're already giving their thoughts on it.
Okay.
And
this is a great reason why they have buttons on the television.
And the thoughts are exactly what you expect them to be. Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge. to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
It's Creative Month and National Embroidery Month at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola, with hot buys on embroidery machines through February 28th. Quilt Tony will be there on March the 1st for a Bargello class and Pixel Quilting. And don't forget, the Quilt Show is coming up March 28th and 29th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Darrell's the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, and financing is available. Darrell Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Is that Captain Tennille?
Yeah.
I thought it was Tony Tennille's voice, but I said, nah, he couldn't find that one. Nice job.
Yeah, I know. That was a deep pull.
Very nice job on that one. Hey, electric bikes are quiet, fast, and a growing concern for motorists. Scammy Sheriff Chip Simmons says new technology can be deceptive.
Yeah, I know. As technology continues to advance, these bicycles at least become faster and faster. And, mm-hmm. I don't think that people understand just how fast some of these electric bikes can go, mm-hmm. 30, 35 miles per hour, and probably faster eventually.
Well, Simmons says bikers got to obey those traffic laws.
So, I mean, there is some enforcement action that can be taken. They're not supposed to be going, you know, against traffic. They're supposed to be going with traffic like bicycles. And I believe they're supposed to be in the far right 3 foot of the lane itself, so the vehicular traffic can go around them.
Okay, electric bikes are governed, by the way, by the same rules that pedal power bicycles have to follow just to keep things equal playing field on that subject. 425 News Radio 92.3, which deduction is best for your tax situation? Well, Taylor Riggs in with your Fox Business Tax Tip.
How to determine if you should itemize or select a standard deduction. I'm Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show, with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
When doing taxes, it's important to determine which is best for you. CPA Bill Dendy says,
after the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, most people are just taking the standard deduction because it got so large.
But sometimes it pays to itemize.
It doesn't make sense to itemize unless they have a particularly high year of health cost expenses not covered by their insurance, or if they make large charitable contributions.
The number for those taking a standard deduction does change annually. Watch The Big Money Show weekdays at 12 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Taylor Riggs, Fox News.
All righty, 426 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that's insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, our worst looking spots right now are probably going to be on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road and on Mobile Highway as you're approaching Michigan Avenue. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of our usual spots. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Going to be rainy bleeding into your Wednesday, where it'll be a high of 58, low of 32.
Okay, more than 20 units responded to a warehouse fire Monday night. Happened over at BGS Marine Sales in West Pensacola. Crews were called out to the scene. Happened around 6:15. One of the co-owners confirmed that tools, 9 boats were inside, 3 boats were outside. This was really bad. They all burned up. All 18 of their employees were not on site, and no injuries have been reported. BGS Marine Sales President and CEO Dan Blackledge.
Freak accident. We don't know what the root cause was, but the main shop building is totally destroyed. The contents are destroyed also. Everything's burned down. It was a very intense fire. The building's warped. The roof's caved in. But we're preparing to open up tomorrow. It's tough. I'll tell you that. It's tough. A lot invested in there.
Man, you got to hear his emotion. I mean, yeah. It's just heart-wrenching. You can see that guy put his heart and soul into that business. By the way, Escambia County Fire Rescue, Pensacola Fire Department, and Gulf Coast Emergency Services with Pensacola NAS all responded to that blaze. Exactly what happened? Still under investigation this afternoon.
Yeah, at least there were no injuries reported. That's one good takeaway from that. Hopefully I can liven the mood here because I got a pair of Renaissance Fair tickets. Yeah. Let's see. All right, so it's going to be a Five Flag Speedway, as we mentioned earlier, February 22nd and 23rd, also March 1st and March 2nd. We're giving away a pair of tickets here. All you got to do is text in to 850-437-1620. Text in. 850-437-1620. Let us know what you like to do at a Renaissance Fair. You can just like the food. You can like the costumes that Chris and I were talking about earlier. It can be anything you want. But yeah, first person to do that gets those tickets there.
Okay, members of Congress pushing for an overhaul of FEMA. Ryan Schmeltz is in Washington and with the latest.
Republican members of the North Carolina delegation sending a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem after DOGE alleges $59 million FEMA dollars were sent to New York to house illegal immigrants. They're pushing for an overhaul of FEMA, saying North Carolinians witnessed firsthand the need for change in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Changes to FEMA have been suggested by both sides. Democrat Jared Moskowitz of Florida has sponsored bipartisan legislation to remove FEMA from the Department of Homeland Security. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, while we're talking about some weather situations here, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has met with local officials and victims of the flooding in Rives, Tennessee. Jonathan Seary is there with more.
The water level has been going down significantly, but it still surrounds many of these homes and businesses here in the town of Reeves. earlier today, the governor toured the central part of the state. In neighboring Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear announced the number of people who have died in these weather events in that state has now increased to 14. The two most recent deaths appear to be a homeless man and woman who died from exposure to the cold temperatures.
And mentioned this before the break. I'll just touch it very quickly here. Brian Laundrie's parents slamming the Gabby Petito Netflix docuseries as full of inaccuracies. Their lawyer complained to TMZ and the U.S. Sun that American murder Gabby Petito is told through just one lens. However, the film's producers say Laundrie's parents were they simply refused to participate.
Okay, ready for a community impact day happening Saturday. Pensacola Young Professionals Nonprofit Expo getting underway 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they will do this at the Museum Plaza over on Church Street downtown. Day for Saturday.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. A federal judge has declined to issue a temporary restraining order of Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing government data systems or participating in worker layoffs. The judge found there are legitimate questions about Musk's authority, but says there's not evidence of grave legal harm that would justify immediately blocking access. 14 Democratic-led states filed a lawsuit challenging DOJ's authority to access sensitive government data. Pope Francis remains hospitalized, Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Pope Francis was taken to Rome's Gemelli Hospital Friday with bronchitis, which he'd been battling since early February. But now the Holy See press office says the 88-year-old is dealing with bilateral pneumonia and varying bronchial issues due to a polymicrobial infection, with treatments including steroids and antibiotics.
The Vatican press office says the pontiff remains in good spirits. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Honda Motor now saying they will resume talks with Nissan to form one of the world's largest automakers as long as Nissan's CEO steps down, according to the Financial Times. Both companies had been in talks to merge to create a $60 billion firm. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today with the Dow gaining 10 points. The S&P and NASDAQ both added 14, and the S&P also setting a fresh record. Nike is signing a new long-term partnership with Kim Kardashian's shapewear company Skims to launch a brand called Nike Skims. That brand will include a new collection of apparel, footwear, and accessories set to debut this spring with a global rollout that's planned for 2026. U.S. crude oil futures for March delivery are rising today upwards of 1.5%, sitting just under $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Expanding the college football playoff to 12 teams is unnecessary, and now it looks like the playoff will eventually expand to either 14 or 16 teams by 2026, with the SEC and Big Ten both getting four spots guaranteed in the playoff. And I have one message to the decision makers. Enough. Do we need more than 12 teams? Absolutely not. I obviously get that expansion is inevitable, but it's pointless and watering down the great product that we call college football. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. One of those jamming summer songs.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. It's a great summer song. It really is. I wish you would just bring the temperatures with that song in terms of being a summertime.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't really feel like summer right now.
Okay, listen. Tourism continuing to thrive here in the state. Governor DeSantis confirms more than 142 million visitors came to the state in 2024. Setting the record from 2023, that's some real positive stuff to share along with you. We were talking about the Daytona 500.
We were.
Over the weekend, and great race. So while we're in the motif of racing here, a racing cult classic might get a second take. Michelle Pollino has more for your perusal.
Jeff Gordon, NASCAR Hall of Famer and four-time Cup Series champ, wants a Days of Thunder sequel, and he says he's talked to Tom Cruise about making it happen. Gordon said he already spoke to Cruise about the project because he wants him to do it. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Cruise discussed a follow-up of the film in November with Paramount. The 1990 film, initially panned for its exaggerations, has since become a cult classic among NASCAR fans. Gordon, now vice chairman at Hendrick Motorsports, celebrated a Daytona 500 win Sunday with team owner Rick Hendrick and driver William Byron. He and Cruise have remained friendly. Cruise even honored him at a 2015 NASCAR banquet. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
William Byron, by the way, won the 500 on Sunday.
Yes. So. And you know what? Speaking of cars, I'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather here because there's multiple things going on. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, we've still got some backups on Michigan Avenue traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway and on Mobile Highway itself at that same meeting. And Pine Forest Road getting a lot of backups traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. I'd say slightly worse than usual. And then the other major spot, Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Olive Road. As for the weather, 59 degrees right now, low of 49 tonight, but it's going to be rainy.
Okay, I teased this story, I guess, about 20 minutes ago or so. The Ice Flyers making a coaching change. as the team sits at the very bottom of the SPHL standings. Team owner Greg Harris announced that head coach Gary Graham has been relieved of his coaching duties effective immediately. Graham, by the way, led the Ice Flyers to their first President's Cup championship. That was way back in 2013, and returned to the team in July 2023. Former head coach Rod Aldoff will step in as the interim head coach for the remainder of the season. Aldoff brings a wealth of experience, having previously led the team to three championship victories. They really go to him a lot. And, you know, I hope he can pull it out.
Yeah.
You know, he does. He has that the capabilities of doing that. But you can't expect miracles every single year.
Well, not only that, but if you're last place in the standings, at least there's nowhere to go but up.
There you go. Okay, and while we're talking hockey here, American and Canadian hockey teams facing off in the championship game of the NHL's Four Nations Face-Off days after they fought three times on ice. How many times are we going to have to run that in? You know, I hear it. That's, it's nothing about the game. It's like
it's a testament.
The three fights. Yeah. Come on, let's talk hockey. You know,
yeah.
We know the fights happen. We know it was in the first nine seconds. Blah blah blah.
As you
blah,
said,
blah.
You mentioned this yesterday. It's a testament to the political drama that's infused in it.
You're right. Jared Max has more on this story.
4 months from the Stanley Cup Final, the NHL has a gift for fans Thursday.
It's a Game 7, right? Like it's for everything, and you know, you're gonna see desperate hockey. You're gonna see everything you saw in the first game and more, I imagine.
Vegas Golden Knights center Jack Eichel excited for Thursday's championship game of the NHL's inaugural Four Nations Face-Off between Team USA and Canada.
It'll be great. I'm really looking forward to it, and we know we're going to have to bring our best. You know, they're going to be better. We know that, and we'll be better as well.
Jack Eichel and Team USA beat Canada 3-1 Saturday in Montreal, where there were three fights in the opening 9 seconds.
There's no bigger rivalry in hockey than Canada-US, and I think it's the matchup everybody wanted.
Boston Bruins winger Brad Marchand will be on his home ice for Thursday's championship game at TD Garden in Boston. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Chris, I wanted to touch on this as well, because we talked about Aaron Rodgers recently. We talked about him. He's not going back to...
And we talked about his drugs, and we talked about his LSD.
Yeah, how interesting of a guy he
stuff
is.
Like that, yeah.
But we talked about how he's not going back to the Jets. That has been confirmed.
Yes.
And one of the rumors that has been swirling around is that he's going to go to the Steelers, and I'm not very happy about that, but I'm not happy about this either. Someone's lying about Trevor Lawrence. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback. Pro Football Talk reported yesterday that the Steelers never called the Jags about the availability of the former number one overall pick. The Big Ten Network reported last week that the Steelers inquired about a trade, but Lawrence told Up in Adams yesterday that he's not going to Pittsburgh. So there's a bit of a rift here. It's needless drama. It's needless attention in the headlines. But I'm going to tell you this right now, just as a Steelers guy. They just need to stick it out with Justin Fields. Trevor Lawrence has won no more than Justin has, and Aaron Rodgers is an old accident-prone druggy diva. Stick with Justin Fields. This is a guy that you saw win last year. Why not give him another chance? Because he deserves it.
442 News Radio 92.3. Got a gambling problem? American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. Online searches for gambling addiction also surging as sports betting expands across the U.S. to new states. CJ Papa has the story.
To getting help for gambling addiction were up 23% nationwide, reaching a high of 7.3 million in the study from the American Medical Association's peer-reviewed journal. The researchers looked at queries mentioning gambling, addiction, addict, anonymous or hotline, such as Gambling Addiction Hotline, from January 2016 through June of 2024. Searches in Illinois, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia were all higher than expected after the opening of sports books in those states, the study found. Its main author said the higher search volumes in those eight states make it virtually impossible that their findings occurred by chance. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And longtime sports broadcaster Joe Buck will return to the MLB national booth for the first time since 2021. He told The Athletic he will call the opening day game between the New York Yankees and Milwaukee Brewers for ESPN. Buck hasn't called a nationally televised MLB game since he left Fox to become ESPN's voice of Monday Night Football. He says him calling the opening day game is a one-off, though, and does not signal a full return to baseball.
Okay, this is interesting because if you've been listening to the show for a while, I've been mentioning to you make 2025 a safe year for your pups.
Yep.
By implanting microchip. I'm getting a story across from Fox, and we're going to listen to this together. Fox's Jill Nato has a warning for owners who microchip their pets. I got to hear this one. This is a take a pause.
Take a pause.
Microchipping your pet can produce miracle reunions, with dogs and cats missing for years, often getting a homecoming with their families. But after the microchip company Save This Life closed its doors, many vets say it's time to check that chip.
First thing you want to do is find out, is your pet's microchip registered?
Veterinarian Crystal Sapp at Michigan Humane says go to your vet's office and get that chip scanned. If the number starts with 991 or 900, you've got a Save This Life chip. And you don't have to get your pet re-chipped, just re-registered.
You don't have to be stuck with one registration. You can move that registration around.
And Dr. Sapp says go for the old-fashioned way to make sure your pet has some ID.
It's really important to still have a collar and tags on your animal, too, because that's the easiest way for it to get back home, right, if someone finds your pet.
Tick pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Well, let me tell you something. I went and got my monsters all their yearly shots. It was in January.
All right.
And surprisingly, I didn't get the tags. They didn't give tags. They said, oh, you've got to send in this to this link and file for this one. Too hard. Way too hard. But I couldn't even get my tags from my pups.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've never had that happen. I've had dogs a long time.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, I'm checking into it because I still don't have my tags. You know, but they said, well, you can take a wrong. Yeah, I'm going to walk my dogs with a piece of paper in my back pocket in case somebody comes. Are those dogs safe? You know,
yeah,
are they rabies? You know, no, hold on. Let me get my paper out here. Let me show
right.
you.
Right. Too much.
Come on. That's what they got. The little green, red, whatever tags they are. All right. Okay. I've vented about it. All right.
Just past 4:45 here while Chris checks his blood pressure. I'll get you another quick check of the roads.
Didn't
and
make any sense. It just didn't.
This update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, just a few spots of note currently. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, dealing with some backups. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp is backed up as well. And the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road giving us issues. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy Wednesday, high of 58, low of 32.
It was funny. I was talking to you about I had an encounter with a customer service rep yesterday on a Monday, and I asked her, well, where are you located? And I just kind of curious, and she says, oh, I'm in Iowa. I
yes.
said, well, what's the temperature like in Iowa? And she goes, oh, it's like 1 degree. Now, I'm setting this up because in the middle part of the country, you don't want to be there.
That is true.
Unless you're an Eskimo, unless you're very good at making igloos, things like that. Tens of millions of Americans bracing. Freezing temps and wind chills this week. Well, Adam Klotz has more on the weather in mid-America.
A powerful Arctic blast continues to grip the central and eastern United States, bringing record-breaking cold and dangerous wind chills. Temperatures in the northern plains remain nearly 40 degrees below seasonal averages, with lows near 30 below and wind chills near 60 below. Subfreezing temperatures stretch deep into Texas, where wind chill advisories are in place. A winter storm is moving from the Rockies through the Central Plains, Tennessee Valley, and into the southern mid-Atlantic. Some areas in Kentucky, West Virginia, and North Carolina could see 4 to 8 inches of snow. Travel conditions will be hazardous, and extreme cold remains a serious threat. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And 4:48 here, around this time every hour, I'd like to give you another reminder of your Wall Street numbers. Wall Street closing high. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 10 points to 44,556. The S&P 500 rose 15 points to 61,29. And the NASDAQ gained 14 points to 2041.
4:48 News Radio 92.3. I did want to add this in here. We were talking about pups microchipping, things like that.
Right.
If you don't want to have to take your pup to, like, a vet to have it checked to see if the microchip is accurate in working, that type of thing. Good folks over in Santa Rosa County. Friends of Santa Rosa Animal Shelter has partnered with the local fire departments to help reunite owners with their pets using microchip readers to do it. SRC Fire Departments offers the free scanning service, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. So you don't have to go to a vet and do all that. You can go to any fire station in Santa Rosa County. Bring along bring along Fido and say, plug him up.
Right.
And check him out.
And egg prices continue to soar. Unfortunately, that's something we're covering every day. According to a new report from the USDA over the weekend, wholesale egg prices jumped 40 cents over the last 30 days. That means a dozen eggs cost distributors $7.44. That's yet to be fully passed down to consumers, though, with the national average price for a dozen hitting $4.95 in January.
Okay, while we're talking about food here, I do want to remind you, and we got this alert just before we went on the air Monday, and I passed it along. I want to pass it along again in case you missed it. Food distributors recalling batches of Made Good granola bars due to potential contamination involving metal objects in the food.
Right.
Yipes! If consumed, may result in a serious safety hazard, like ingesting metal. That could be a problem.
That's not cool.
No, the following flavors of granola bars that are impacted: chocolate chip, mixed berry, strawberry granola, cookies and cream, chocolate banana, chocolate drizzle birthday cake, chocolate drizzle cookie crumble, chocolate drizzle vanilla granola bars. Now, if you didn't get hungry me reading those to you, I don't know what is. I'd like to have a couple of those bars about now. Be pretty interesting, you know?
Metal permitting, yeah.
Yeah, please, free the metal. And I'm not talking about Ozzy Osbourne metal either. But I do have a story coming up about the reunion of Black Sabbath.
Really?
You're going to love this story. It's coming up. If you're into Ozzy and you're into Black Sabbath, and bands are jumping on the band, not to say, but the jumping on the bandwagon.
Pun intended.
To be a part of this reunion tour of Black Sabbath.
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's a big deal.
I'm just wondering how Ozzy is doing that. The recall effects of these granola bars, by the way, I want to make sure you knew, affects more than 2 million bars. And if you have any questions about it, there is even a hotline established. This is some serious stuff here.
Yeah.
855-215-5695 if you have any questions whatsoever about that recall. When if you're doing the granola bar stuff, make sure it's not Made Good granola bars. Taking the safety way around.
Yes.
Check it out first. Then you go ahead and scarf it down.
Well, speaking of something that we're going to be following shortly in regards to safety concerns, is the chances of an asteroid hitting Earth in 2032 are going up.
Details
on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Today, we spent a lot of time with Days of Our Milton. Oh my goodness, the decision to drop the lawsuit to compel Mayor Lindsay to disclose public records that a judge has said the city is winning and maybe even would have gotten attorney's fees back for. Unbelievable decision. We spent a lot of time on that. There's actually a podcast of just that material on its own. Also talked about the Gulf of America. Very interesting story all of a sudden. You can find all of that on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, kind of dealing with the bumps and bridges from Mr. Price over there, spinning those tunes for us this afternoon.
Yeah, I got you a little bit of everything.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, I think I've shared this with you. I do like country music, and Dierks Bentley is one of my favorite artists on the countryside, you know?
Okay.
He is gearing up to tour around the country. He's got some dates on here. I'm going to share them with him. He ready for him? Here's
yes.
Michelle Pollino.
Country music star Dierks Bentley is hitting the road this year with a new 30-plus city tour. The Broken Branches tour kicks off in late May and comes ahead of a new album with the first single, She Hates Me Already, out. Zach Top and the band Lula are set to open for Bentley. The run begins May 29th in Austin, Texas. Then they will make four stops in California. The first show hits Chula Vista on June 19th, then L.A., Mountain View, and Wheatland, California. Bentley will also make stops in Charlotte, Cincinnati, and wrap up in Clarkston, Michigan. Tickets go on sale Friday. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
I thought she was going to say he wraps it up in Pensacola, Florida.
That would be cool.
Oh, it would be, wouldn't it?
Cat Country would be all over that.
I'd be all over that. Yeah. Cat Country, I'd be all over
Cat it. Country featuring Chris Bryan, yes.
That's right.
4:55 here. One last quick check of the roads
and
weather for
before
you.
Before you go further.
What's that?
If it's going to happen, Cat Country will do it.
Yes, yes. Cat Country.
They would be the one to do it.
It's not just a slogan on the box truck. Cat exactly Country is really everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Alrighty.
Thank goodness.
Yes. This update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, we don't have too much going on, but we do have our usual backups at the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street, I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 59 degrees. Low of 49 this rainy evening. Tomorrow it's going to be a rainy Wednesday. High of 58, low of 32.
Okay, 4:57, News Radio 92.3. Time for your breaking news minute.
I'm Derek Kaufman, and this is the TMZ Minute. Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman have finally sold their Georgia mansion for $2.75 million after more than a year on the market. The sale ends a long foreclosure battle and bitter disputes, including police involvement. Although it sold for less than they originally listed the property, they still turned a profit from their 2012 purchase. Kodak Black's ex, Miranda Johnson, wants a judge to order more child support for their two kids. The legal move comes after a chaotic fight between his baby mamas at their daughter's birthday party. Kodak's team believes the push for more money is fueled by ongoing tensions between the mothers. Floyd Mayweather is leading a group aiming to buy a 10% stake in the New York Giants with a $700 million offer in the works. We're told Floyd's business partner, Meyer Orbach, has already secured $200 million in escrow. Our sources say Mayweather also has backing from two NFL owners, but the deal isn't yet finalized. I'm Derek Kaufman, and that was the TMZ Minute.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. The chances of an asteroid hitting Earth in 2032 are going up. A new estimate from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory says the asteroid called 2024 YR4 has a 2.6% chance of Earth impact. NASA says the near-Earth asteroid measures up to 300 feet across, and the probability of impact has been increasing since the asteroid was discovered weeks ago.
Okay, Governor DeSantis appointed four new members to the Pensacola State College Board of Trustees, including former state rep Dr. Joel Rudman. Unlike some of the recent appointees on the UWF Board of Trustees, the appointees to PSC have all local and regional ties. All appointees are subject, by the way, to state Senate confirmation. You know, the UWF thing, they could put a lot of people on that board that were not even from the area.
Yeah.
A lot of folks going, wait a minute. Wait a minute on that decision.
And in that TMZ minute, we heard about, Kodak Black having some issues with his baby mamas, apparently.
Who is Kodak Black? I'm sorry.
He's a rapper.
Okay.
Well, he's not the only one dealing with some issues. Jury deliberations underway in the L.A. trial of rapper A$AP Rocky. He's facing two felony charges of assault with a semi-automatic firearm stemming from a 2021 altercation. The 36-year-old could get up to 24 years in prison if he's convicted.
All right. Social media platform X rolling out its latest AI chatbot. This is interesting. Jenny Casola has the details.
Elon Musk's artificial intelligence startup xAI has launched its newest AI chatbot, Grok 3. It's designed to compete with Microsoft, Google, and the Chinese startup DeepSeek. It will be available immediately to Premium Plus subscribers on X. There's also a subscription tier, Super Grok, on xAI. Musk says it significantly outperforms its predecessor, Grok 2, and it will be made publicly available once the latest model reaches full maturity, which he expects in a few months. He also says there will be some imperfections at first, but it will keep improving the model. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Okay, FDOH, Escambia hosting that 3D mobile mammogram bus happens Thursday at the health clinic on East Olive Road. The program provides free or low-cost mammograms. Take advantage of that.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.